Generally, David, the landlord's responsible for cleaning up the building, and so that's the building, the fences, the garden. The tenant's responsible for their own possessions; they need to clean or remove those, depending on the circumstances. But what tends to happen in real life is that the parties talk to each other; they generally agree on things and work together to help clean up the place.
So a bit of communication in a situation like that goes a long way.
Yes, absolutely. And look, it's the most important thing to do where a rental property has been affected by floods or something like this. The most important thing is that the parties talk to each other about what's happened, the extent of the damage, and who's going to do what about it.
Yeah. If a house is unlivable following a flood, does that automatically end the tenancy agreement?
No, it doesn't. What the party should do is talk to each other early about whether it's livable or not. And in most cases, people agree, come to a mutual agreement. And it's important that if they do that, they put it in writing. However, either party can give the other one a notice can end the tenancy by giving a notice on the grounds of unlivability, mm-hmm. and that notice takes effect the day that it's given. The only other important thing to remember is that notice must be given within a month of whatever event happened.
There tend to be quite a few arguments, though, over what is a non-livable property?
No, I think in a lot of cases it's pretty clear-cut, and parties will agree on that. But there can be some disputes or some disagreement about it, and the Act has a dispute resolution process to deal with those situations. So people can apply to the RTA by contacting our call centre on 1300 366 311 and lodge a dispute resolution request. And one of our conciliators will attempt to help parties to negotiate an agreement. But if they can't do that, then either party can apply to the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal, which is part of the court system, and a referee will make a decision, a binding decision about the application.
Many are in rental properties right now that are livable but badly damaged. Can they request a rent reduction?
Yes, they can. The Act allows for a tenant to seek a reduction in rent where there's what's called a significant loss of amenity or the standard of the property. Again, I think in a lot of cases people talk to each other about that, come to some sort of agreement. I mean, pretty obviously there needs to be a reasonable impact on the property. So, for example, there's been some flooding, the hot water's been damaged or the stove's been damaged or part of the property can't be used. And in those sort of cases, people can negotiate with each other. But if they can't, again, they've got the option of our dispute resolution process and ultimately applying to the tribunal.
Now, there have been some reports of rent increases in flood-affected areas. Are you picking up on that?
It's pretty early days. We certainly get indications of rent through bond lodgements. We get data about what the current rents are being charged. But there's certainly been comment that rents are rising and will rise. And I suppose that depends on the particular area of Queensland you're talking about and what the state of the rental market there was at the time. I think one of the tricky things is going to be how long will it have an impact and what's the extent of the impact. But one of the questions people often ask us is, well, can my lessor put up the rent? And there's very clear rules about that during tenancy agreements. People need to be given 2 months' notice of a rent increase, and they can dispute an increase during the tenancy if they believe it's excessive.
Are you noticing quite a few disputes landing on your table following the floods, or are people being mostly sensible about this?
Still pretty early days. We've certainly got some disputes are coming from flood-related areas, but it's not a significant increase yet. But depending on which part of Queensland you're in, it's still reasonably early days. I'd say, though, that look, in the majority of cases, people talk to each other and avoid disputes. The main thing that I'd like people to know is they've got information. And in situations like this, tenants and landlords both have rights and responsibilities. And if people want to know what their rights and obligations are, they can contact us either via a call centre, 1300 366 311, or we've got a lot of information, and a fact sheet, particularly on natural disasters. And our website's rta.qld.gov.au.
David Breen, thanks very much.
Thank you.